The Dover Demon, Massachusetts' gangly little enigma. If Massachusetts already unnerves you with colonial ghosts, Salem lore, and coffee stout enough to dissolve a spoon, allow me to introduce the Dover Demon. In April 1977, a peach-skinned, bug-eyed, spindly-limbed something skittered across a stone wall in Dover, Massachusetts, locked eyes with a handful of teenagers, and then noped out of recorded history. No franchise, no Funko Pop, just three sightings, two nights, and 40-plus years of, what the hell was that? Folklore context, New England, where the woods judge you. New England already runs on weird. You've got witch trials, cursed bridges, and enough haunted attics to fuel five seasons of reality TV. The Dover Demon slides neatly into that ambiance. A one-act cryptid that never asked for the spotlight, showed up anyway, and left before anyone could decide whether to panic or laugh. Unlike older regional legends with deep indigenous or colonial roots, the demon is a strictly late 20th century phenomenon, blink and you missed it, born in the age of muscle cars and tab. The 1977 Dover Nights, a short, creepy timeline. April 21st, 1977, late evening, teen witnesses driving along Farm Street spot a figure hugging a low stone wall. It's roughly 3 to 4 feet tall, hairless, pale to peach skin, long fingers, oversized head, and huge glowing eyes. The posture reads cautious gremlin. The vibes read absolutely not. Hours later, another teen walking home sees a similar creature perched on rocks by the roadside. Same build, same head, same please stop looking at me energy. April 22 through 1977, next night, a third sighting seals the mini flap. Same description, different location. No photos, no footprints, no tufts of mystery hair, just shaky retellings and wide eyes. And then, silence. No encore. Witness sketch, teens' night nerves. All three reports came from teenagers, aka the demographic most likely to see something strange, panic, and then become experts at retelling it at parties for decades. The accounts are consistent enough to be interesting and human enough to be unreliable. Were they hoaxing? Were they spooked by pareidolia plus headlights? Or did they actually see a peppered alien toddler clambering over colonial masonry like it owned the place? Physical description, build a cryptid workshop. Height 3 to 4 feet, the varsity team of Uncanny Valley. Skin, peach pale, hairless, smooth, SPF infinite. Head proportionally large, almost bulbous-like, a biology diagram escaped the textbook. Eyes oversized, glowing reflective in headlights. Color reported as orange amber. Limbs, long, thin, with exaggerated fingers like it was designed to press exactly the wrong button. Gait, crouch crawl over rocks, shash walls, skittish but deliberate. Prime theories, ranked from sure to, sir, please sit down. Misidentified wildlife. Sickly calf, foal, or hairless mammal catching headlights at a bad angle. Pros. Biology exists. Cons. Biology rarely looks like an emoji of anxiety made flesh. Teen prank. Three coordinated sightings across two nights? Possible. Teens are powerful agents of chaos. Yet the descriptions align a little too neatly. Escaped lab project. When something looks wrong in Massachusetts, some folks reflexively side-eye MIT Harvard. Pros explains the build. Cons also explains lawsuits. Alien layover, the eyes, the head, the behavior. If you told me a nervous extraterrestrial missed an I-95 exit and hit on a wall until pickup, well, it's at least fun. Interdimensional glitch. It flickered in, got judged by a New England stone fence, and flickered out. He's blurry because reality's JPEG compressed him. Why it stuck, the aesthetics of a one-hit wonder. The demon endures not because it did much, but because it did just enough. The visual is strong, oversized head, glowing eyes, lizard baby posture. The setting is perfect, windy, woodsy, stonewall New England. And the brevity is delicious. Legends thrive when they leave room for speculation. Three sightings, no resolution. That's not a dead end. That's a launch pad. Science says, show me the bones. Biologists aren't impressed. No carcass, scat, hair, blood, bones, or even a suspiciously sticky rock. A viable population of Dover demons would leave evidence beyond oral tradition and vibes. Skeptics add, headlights, plus fatigue, plus suggestibility, weird shapes morph into weirder creatures. Believers counter with the classic, absence of evidence isn't evidence of absence. True, it's also not evidence of presence, but it is great for merch. Cultural footprint, smaller than Bigfoot, bigger than Nothing Burger. No parades, no theme park, no legally binding demon protection ordinances. But you'll find the Dover Demon recruited for cryptid lists, podcasts, indie documentaries, and tattoo inspo boards. It's the perfect cryptid for people who love the uncanny but don't want to commit to a full-blown lifestyle of plaster-casting footprints on weekends. Field Guide, How to Not See the Dover Demon. Drive rural New England roads after 11 p.m. with classic rock and questionable snacks. Scan stone walls. If you see a head shaped like an annoyed clementine, reduce speed and reconsider your life choices. Attempt zero photos. Legends run on ambiguity, not 4K stabilization. Tell your friends, embellish slightly. Congratulations, you are now folklore. For the road, Dover tourism without the demon. If you go poking around Dover today, you'll find quiet streets, handsome walls, and residents who have been politely tolerating this question for almost 50 years. Buy a coffee, admire the masonry, and refrain from climbing anything in pursuit of vibes. The woods remember, and so do the homeowners associations. Final thought, three nights to immortality. Alien dropout, malformed calf, interdimensional intern choose your fighter. The Dover Demon proves you don't need centuries of lore to haunt the imagination. Sometimes all it takes is a perfectly weird silhouette on a perfectly New England wall and a handful of teenagers who swear they saw something you can't Google. Prefer your belief system in cotton? Excellent taste. Honor the gangly gremlin with a Dover Demon tea and become the blurry legend of your neighborhood.